The internet has changed forever the way people buy windows. So companies who make them have to change the way they sell windows or lose to those who do. The days of the fast-talking blue suede shoes in-home salespeople are over. People like me do not want to be sold with strategies or tactics. We want to be educated. I want all the information I need from someone who knows what he's talking about to make my own decisions about what's right for me.
So how does that figure into the equation for window test results?
Well, think about it. You know what the EPA is and what MPG means, right?
Of course, you mean the Environmental Protection Agency in miles per gallon.
Right. And when miles per gallon first came into the market many years ago, people didn't know what it meant or how they came up with the numbers. Now it's an accepted way to measure one car against the other and actually define that performance.
What does the EPA have to do with these windows we're looking at?
Nothing at all. The point I'm making is that the window industry has its own ways to quantify and measure what makes a good window. And more people, thanks to the internet, are able to discover which windows perform better in testing and what the test results actually are. That makes it easier to distinguish a weak window from a strong window, or one window that performs better than another.
Oh, I get it. Sounds smart. All these brochures I've read from window companies all seem to say the same thing. We're the best and high performance and meets Energy Star requirements. So how do they do it? What does all this mumbo jumbo mean anyway?
Think of it like this. There are two institutions. One is called AMA and the other is called NFRC. I'll explain what the letters mean later. AMA tests for three things: air leaks, water leaks, and wind load. The NFRC doesn't care about the three things AMA measures.
Why not?
Because the NFRC focuses only on the overall thermal performance of the window it tests. That's complicated enough. Do you want to know how they do it?
Sure.
Well, first the manufacturer runs a bunch of complicated computer simulations to find out at what level their window will probably end up testing. Then they make a window that measures 32 by 60 inches, and they send that specimen to an independent test lab to be run through the actual thermal test. The lab notes down how the window was put together, what glass and spacer system it has, and what type of window it is. They really don't care what it's made of or how it's put together. They just take what they're given to work with and make sure it's exactly the same size as all the other windows it tests.
Okay, so the window specimen is in the lab. Now what?
The specimen is installed into a wall that separates one room that is set at 70 degrees from the other, which is set at 0 degrees. Then they fit these sensitive thermometers called thermocouplers right onto the window at specified spots all over it, just like any other window. I think there are about 15 of these spots on that 32 by 60 inch window.
Then what happens?
Once all the temperatures and thermocouplers are in position and calibrated, I suppose they press a button to get the results. The number they get from the computer shows the total resistance to thermal transfer of the overall window, measured as an average of all of those thermocouplers, not just one spot at the center of glass.
Wow, I never knew you were so scientific. What's the number?
It's not that hard to understand, really, especially if I'm going to spend a lot of money on the best windows for our house. The number they get is called the U value. It's always a decimal, and it's the reciprocal of R value, like we have for our walls and ceiling. The lower the number, the more energy that window will save us. That means the best U values save the most money on our utility bills.
Got it. What are these other numbers on the NFRC label that's on the window?
You could think of SHGC as shade that the glass coatings create, and visible transmittance as the clarity of the glass that creates shade. It's a trade-off, but low-E glass is a whole other subject for another day.
Now I understand what the NFRC measures. The overall thermal performance of the window. It stands for the National Fenestration Ratings Council. Now, what about AMA?
Good job! AMA stands for the American Architectural Manufacturers Association. They don't measure thermals. AMA tests for three things: air, water, and structural performance.
This sounds even more complicated. You've really done your homework.
It is. These tests involve bigger windows. The baseline window size for residential windows is 44 by 60 inches. To get a commercial rating, they run the window through the same exact three tests, but it's done with a bigger window. For example, a window designated on the labels as LC stands for light commercial, size of 44 by 77. The R in these AMA tests has nothing to do with thermal results. It stands for residential size and just means the window size tested was 44 by 60, or should be.
So the factory can test windows of different sizes?
Sure, but to compare apples to apples, AMA recommends these specific sizes. Most window factories follow these rules pretty well, from what I'm told. Do you want to know about the three tests?
Now you've really got my attention. This isn't so hard to understand after all.
I told you. Okay, the window is hooked up to a big wall in the test lab. First, they run the air test. Think of it like this. They seal off the window from the wall, so the only place air can travel is through, not around, the window. They blow air on the wall at a speed of 25 miles per hour. Whenever air makes it through the window, at that speed is measured in cubic feet per minute. The industry minimum is 0.30. The lower the number, the better. But there is no such thing as a window that leaks zero air.
Where do I find this air leakage test result number? Most brochures just say pass. They don't give a number.
They don't have to publish their results, just whether they pass or not. You have to ask the window manufacturer for their test results if they don't publish it in their literature. It can be hard to get it if they are not confident in the results compared to other tested and certified windows.
Sounds kind of sneaky.
Remember, the internet has changed everything. It won't be long before they have to disclose results without being asked for it, just to stay competitive with those who already do.
What about the second test, water?
They roll a wall of pipes on casters in front of the outside of that same window that was just tested for air. Then they hook the thing up to a hose and turn it on. These little sprayers are set in a specific array to drench that window with the equivalent of 8 inches of rain per hour. Once all those little spray heads are wetting the window, they turn on the wind at increasing speed until the water finds the point of least resistance in the window and it leaks on the other side.
We haven't had that much rain around here in a long time.
I don't think we ever did. Most windows eventually leak water at the sill in this tough test, but all windows have to make it past 33 miles per hour without leaking, or they fail the test. The higher the number, the better the window fights water leaks under the pressure of high winds.
Okay, well, I understand the air and water test. What's the third AMA test?
Wind load, remember? Some people call it structural load, or DP, which stands for design pressure. It's all the same thing. That poor little window was tested for air leaks, then it got drenched with water, and now it's going to be tortured and destroyed. The lab turns up the winds against the window step by step in both directions until it finally breaks. It's usually the glass that breaks first. The higher the structural test results, the more durable the window.
So the NFRC tests for overall thermal performance and AMA tests for air, water, and wind. What does Energy Star test?
Nothing. The Energy Star just takes the U value that the NFRC tested for and sets minimum thermal standards for windows in different regions. To be competitive, a window needs to pass the Energy Star standards, and just about all of them do. What really sets one window apart from others are the results of their AMA and NFRC tests. The better ones actually beat the Energy Star standards by a wide margin.
Oh, I see. We can look this up on the web under aamanet.org, nfrc.org, and energystar.gov.
That's right. AMA explains on their website what their highest classification means, which is the AMA Gold Label Certification. Check it out for yourself. Like I told you, the internet has changed the way people buy windows.